With KEDM News, I'm Bob Lennox. Congressional Black Caucus members plan to travel to Louisiana in an effort to boost Black voter turnout, what they say is a key to victory for Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu in November. The Louisiana Senate race is considered one of the most competitive in the country. Landrieu is trying to fend off a challenge from Republican Representative Bill Cassidy and retired Air Force Colonel Rob Manis, a Tea Party favorite. Ohio Representative Marsha Fudge is chairwoman of the 42-member caucus of Democrats. She says in a race that's going to be close, Black voters clearly tip the scales. Fudge says she also plans to focus attention on Louisiana's 5th congressional district race, where Republican Representative Vance McAllister is running for re-election. Fudge says the caucus will lend support to Monroe Mayor Jamie Mayo. Questions about the dispute over the Common Core education standards, or still wondering what the standards even are? Legislative Auditor Daryl Papera's office released a nonpartisan overview about the English and math standards used in Louisiana's public school classrooms. The 30-page report released this morning describes development of the standards, gives a sample of the changed teaching, and outlines other states' use of Common Core. The report also provides an overview of the Common Core lawsuits filed in Louisiana. More than 40 states, including Louisiana, have adopted Common Core, which describes what students should know after completing each grade. Governor Bobby Jindal opposes the standards, saying the Obama administration has manipulated use of Common Core to try to control local education policy and curriculum. The Louisiana Inspector General has issued a set of recommendations for state agencies to stop wasting airline tickets. Stephen Street's office found that between 2011 and 2013, over $500,000 in non-refundable airline tickets were purchased by state entities but never used. Street says his office has mandated to find and eliminate waste, and this is a classic example of just that.
Where you have airline tickets that have a monetary value that are allowed to expire and become completely worthless to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars.
He says the report includes a set of recommendations for the Office of State Travel to ensure unused airline tickets are not wasted.